We're at the top of Chasp Sesamid Beis. Omer of Tanchum, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi. Ta v'lo hizkir shal Rosh Chodesh Bavoda, if you didn't say Yala v'yavo in Ritzei, either on Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, we'll see at the end of the parak, it makes a difference on Rosh Chodesh if it was at night or in the daytime. But daytime Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, is all the same. If you didn't mention Yala v'yavo in Ritzei, then Chozer Lavoda, then what's it called? If you remember that you didn't say it, there you go back to the Avoda. In other words, if you already finished the bracha and you started Modim, so then you go back. If you're already in Modim and you remembered, you go back to Avoda. Nisker b'hodah, chozer l'avoda. V'sim shalom, chozer l'avoda. If you remembered in Sim Shalom, wherever you remembered after Ritzei, you go back to Ritzei. V'im siyem, chozer l'rosh. But if you finish Shmoneh Esrei, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. You can't go back to Ritzei. So as long as you're still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and you remember that you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, you go back and start from Ritzei and finish the last three brachas. If you finish Shmoneh Esrei, and in a few minutes the Gemara will discuss what's called finishing Shmoneh Esrei. You finish Shmoneh Esrei, then you have to go back and say Shmoneh Esrei, the whole Shmoneh Esrei again. Rapapa Breder of Acha Bar Ado, Hoda Amoran Siyem, Chozel Rosh, Lo Amran Ela Sha'aka Ragla. What is that called? You finish Shmoneh Esrei, where you took the three steps back. Where you took three steps back, that's called the end of Shmoneh Esrei. And then you have to go back to the beginning if you remember then that you didn't say Yalav Yavo. Avalo Akar Ragla, but if you didn't take three steps back, Chozel Avoda, then you're going to go back to Ritzei. If you didn't take three steps back, you didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei, so you're still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. When you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you go back only to Ritzei. Omerle Menolacha, right, how do you know that? Omerle Me Abba Mori Shmieli, Abba Mori Me Rav, right, I heard it from I think Abba Mori could mean his father. There was a Tana called Abba Mori, but I think it's his father. And my father heard it from Rav. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Hoda Amarn Aka Raglav Chozel Rosh Lo Amren El She'eno Ragel Omer Tachnuni. When do we say that if you took three steps back, that it's called already finished Shmoneh Esrei? That's if you don't usually say Tachanuni. Achar Tfilaso. You don't usually say Elokai Netzor or other things. You don't add additions after Shmoneh Esrei. Avol Ragel Omer Tachanunim Achar Tfilaso. But if you normally say Tachanunim after your Shmoneh Esrei, then even Akar Raglav, we're still thinking that maybe you're going to say more Tachanunim, even after you take three steps back. It's possible you'll say other things, right? Because Lamaisa, even after we take three steps back, we still say other things. So even if you took three steps back, that's not called ending Shmoneh Esrei. Because since you regularly say additions, maybe you'll say some more additions even after you take your three steps back. So when do we say it's considered finished Shmoneh Esrei if you take three steps back if you don't usually have any additions to Shmoneh Esrei? You take your three steps back immediately after Hamavorech HaSamo Yisrael Vashalom, after Yulu Ratzon. Right? That's the minimum you have to say. Then you take three steps back, it's finished. But if after you take three steps back you also add things, then it's not called finishing Shmoneh Esrei till you finish everything. And you can still go back only to Ritzei and not say over the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Yikad the Amrei. Another way, what's it called, alternate opinion. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak said just the opposite. Hodi Amoran Kilo Akaraglav Chozer Lavoda. When do we say that if you haven't yet taken three steps back, you're still considered in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore you only go back if you forgot Yalav Yavo to Ritzei, but you don't have to say over the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Lo Amoran El Shiroga Lomer Tachnunim. That's only when you normally say Tachanunim. Then, if you haven't yet taken three steps back, since you normally say Tachanunim, right, until you take the three steps back, it's not considered finishing Shmoneh Esrei. But if you don't normally say Tachanunim, then even if you didn't take three steps back, it's considered you finished Shmoneh Esrei, and you have to go back to the beginning. Okay? So, let's see Rashi first, and we'll see. Tachanunim, kigon elokai netzor l'shonim e'rasha anu omrim ban mida achar tfilah. What are Tachanunim? Like any of the additions, like the Gemara said before, the additions that the various Amorayim made after their davening. if you normally add those additions, so then what's it called? According to the first lashon, right? Even if you took three steps back, but you normally say additions, you're not finished with Shmoneh Esrei till you finish everything. And just taking three steps back is not enough to make you finish Shmoneh Esrei, that you have to repeat it if you remembered you didn't say Aleph Yavo. But this Aval im Eino Rogel, have you seen Tfiloso Kakira? But if you don't usually say Tachanunim, then as soon as you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you're finished. Afilu lo walker, even if you didn't take three steps back. The three steps back is only significant, according to the second Lashon, if you say Tachanunim. Then we don't know when you finish the Tachanunim until you take three steps back. So then if you take three steps back, you're finished. If you didn't take three steps back, not. But if you don't normally say Tachanunim, then you're finished Shmoneh Esrei as soon as you finish. The three steps back are not significant. Okay, now how do we paskin? So, the Tosfos over here brings down the riff that he paskins like the second Lashon, which is Lechumra. In other words, even if you didn't take three steps back, but you don't usually say Tachanunim, right, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, which is Lechumra. According to the first Lashon, if as long as you say Tachanunim, even if you did take three steps back, you didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei. That's a kula. So the Rif paskins Lechumra. Like that Lashon, that's like how we pass. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that what's it called, the Rambam paskins like that, the Rosh, that if you are in the middle of Tachanunim and you haven't yet, what's it called, taken the three steps back, we'll see it's a little bit different, then the halacha is that you go back to Ritzei. If you already, what's it called, taken the three steps back, then you go, what's it called, you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Okay, now Tzlach asks, says the Rosh says that whenever we have a situation like this in Shas, where you have two Lashonos, first Lashon, a second Lashon, right, of what the Tan or Amora said, that's where there's an Ikad de Amri, right? Some say that this is what was said. Then the Rif always paskins what's it called, Bidrabonon Lekula, and Midoraisa Lechumra. Right, so over here, tefillah is only Drabonim. Why did the Rif paskin like the Lashon that's more Machmer? He should have paskin like the Lashon, it's more Mekum. Tefillah is only Drabonim. So the Tzlach says an interesting thing. He says like this, we have a suffix now, which Lashon to go after? We're not sure what's the basically. You haven't yet taken three steps back, okay? But you usually say Tachanunim, okay? So according to the first Lashon, all you have to do is go back to Ritzei. According to the second, you usually say Tachanunim, and you've taken the three steps back. Okay? So according to the first Lashon, you only have to go back to Ritzei. According to the second Lashon, once you take the three steps back, even if you say Tachanunim, stuff lock, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? So we're not sure what you should do. Should you go back to Ritzei? Should you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei? Now, if you go back to Ritzei, and you really don't have to go back, okay? Because we're not sure. Maybe it could be you don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again, Bechlau, right? So if you go back to Ritzei and you say only three brachas, those are brachas Levatola. You don't have to say them Bechlau, right? If you go back to the beginning, you're saying it's Tfilas Nadava. That's not bracha Levatola. Worse comes to worse. You said an extra Shmoneh Esrei, which is also okay. So therefore, the Rif said, since there's a suffix over here, right, and we're not sure what you should do. Better to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei than just to say the last three brachas. Because the last three brachas, you're putting yourself into a shayla of sofik bracha levatola. Saying the whole Shmoneh Esrei again, it's not a bracha levatola for sure. It's, at worst, a tefillas nedava. However, the Tzlach says, according to that reasoning, what if it's Shabbos and you forgot Ritzei, you forgot Yalav Yavo? Shabbos, there is no tefillas nedava, so you don't have the svara. Then either way is going to be brachas levatola. If you go back to the beginning, you're saying 18 brachas levatola. If you go back to the three, you're only saying three brachas levatola, since there's a doubt here whether you have to go back or not. On Shabbos, it should come out that you should only go back to Ritzei, right? Because there, the midrabon and the kula is to only say three brachas. And he says he didn't find anybody who says such a thing, so it's obviously not the case. So the Pilpula Charifta says that the klau that the Rosh says in the Rif is not true. And the Rif always paskins like the last Lashon, even if it's Lechumra with Rabbanan, right? The Halacha is always like the last opinion. And whether it's Lekula, Lechumra, whether it's Rabbanan, Deraisa, the Rif always paskins, that's what he says, and therefore there's no question over here. If you always pass on like the second Lashon, even if it's Lechumra, even if it's Rabbanan. Okay. What happens if you finished your Tachanunim, right? And you're not saying more Tachanunim. You're not going to say, and you what's it called? Then there's this, the last Lashon holds like this. If you normally say Tachanunim, and you haven't yet taken three steps back, then you only go back to Ritzeh. You're still considered in the middle of Shmon Esrei. If, what's it called, you don't normally say Tachanunim, you say nothing after Shmon Esrei, then even if you didn't take three steps back, you're finished with Shmon Esrei when you finish. After Yul Ratzon, you're finished. Now, what would be if you normally say Tachanunim, and you haven't yet taken three steps back, but you finish your Tachanunim? You're not going to say anything more. You finished your Tachanunim. Okay? So then the Ra'ah and the Meiri say, oh, that's it, you're finished, right? If you usually say Tachanunim helps, right, that's only if you're going to say more. But if you finish them, then you're finished. The Magen Avraham says, no, even if you finish your Tachanunim, but you normally say them, and you haven't yet taken three steps back, that's still called that you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei. What's the idea? The idea is that what can conclude Shmon Esrei? So, this could be a few conclusions. One conclusion can be, you finished davening. So if you don't say Tachanunim, finishing davening is enough. But if you normally say Tachanunim, then finishing davening doesn't complete. So what completes it? Not finishing your Tachanunim, then there's another end. The end is when you are Oker Raglai. Even if you don't intend to say any more Tachanunim, that's not an end. Because it's not ending Shmoneh Esrei, you already ended Shmoneh Esrei. So Elamai, there must be another end. The end is only if Oker Raglai. So once you're the kind of person who says Tachanunim, the end of your Shmon Esrei is when you take three steps back. The Ra'ah and the Meiri say no. You extended Shmon Esrei with some Tachanunim. But if you finish that, you finish Shmon Esrei. Even if you didn't take the three steps back. When is the three steps back important? Only if you didn't finish your Tachanunim. Right? You have more Tachanunim to say, but if you took three steps back, that's it for Fala. Right? Once you take the three steps back, the rest of the Tachanunim are not part of Shmon Esrei. Then you finish Shmon Esrei and you stop saying Tachanunim. Okay. One second, we'll get to that. Magen Avraham says that even if you, what's it called, you finished your Tachanunim, but you didn't take three steps back, you only have to go back to Ritzeh. However, if you're totally Mesiach Das from any more Tachanunim, right? You show clearly that you're not going to say anything. Not just you stop saying Tachanunim, but you did something that you're for sure not going to say anymore. How's that? You said Yul Ratzon Limreithi. Once you say Yul Ratzon Limreithi, that is a sign that you're finished. That's the end of your Shmon Esrei. If you said Yul Ratzon, even if you haven't taken three steps back, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. That's halacha. Halacha is that we normally say Tachanunim, so that's for sure. We say Elokai Netzor. So there are halachas are following. If you haven't yet said Yul Ratzon, right, even if you finished Elokai Netzor, but you didn't say Yul Ratzon, right, and you haven't yet taken three steps back, then you, what's it called, you go back to Ritzeh. If you took three steps back, or you said Yul Ratzon, even if you didn't take three steps back, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Okay. Now, you forgot Yalav V'Yavo. Well, this Gemara Lachor is talking where you surely forgot it. What if you're not sure if you forgot it?
Those who say twice,
those who say twice, since you're going to say Tachanunim, only the second Yul Ratzon is significant. That's called Daitola Lomar Tachanunim, and then it's if Lo Oker Raglav or Lo Hesiach Das, so you're not Mesiach Das, the second Yul Ratzon. What's it called? If you're not sure if you said Yalav Yav or not, so what do you do? So there's a Ramah in Darke Moshe says interesting thing. Nobody passes like this, but he says like this. Let's say, what's it called? You forgot to say, you're not sure if you said the same Talamotah. Okay, so we say that until you've said it 30 days, right, 90 times, if Misafik, you have to go back. Because we assume that you said what you've been saying till then. Okay. So he says that's only where you've said for 30 days the same bracha. So you got into the habit of saying the same bracha because you said the same bracha 30 days. Now, if you're not sure if you said the same talamotah until you say the same talamotah for 30 days, you have a chazaka that you say the same bracha. But you never say a Shmoneh Esrei for 30 days without Yalav Yavo, because Rosh Chodesh always comes within 30 days. So you never got into the habit of not saying Yalav Yavo for 30 days. So therefore, Misafik, right, even though you're not in the habit of saying Yalav Yavo for 30 days, but you're not in the habit of saying Yalav Yavo for 30 days, the Mele, Misafik, you don't go back. All the Achronim argue on the Darkei Moshe, the Rach, the Mogen Avram, the Taz, the Bach, the Mogen Avram, the Taz, the Gro, the Prichodesh, the Yerav, the Mishnah Berurah, all post passing go back. Misafik, what's the Shaila, right? Is the idea that it's only if you have a chazaka of not saying something, then you have to go back Misafik, but you don't need a chazaka to say it only to take away from the chazaka of not saying, or no, as long as you don't have a chazaka that you said it, Misafik, you have to go back. And that's pretty much how the how everybody paskins. The Taz has another chilek. The Taz says that it makes a difference whether you knew it was Rosh Chodesh when you started Shmoneh Esrei, and you're only not sure if you said Yalav Yavo or not, but you knew it was Rosh Chodesh. When you started Shmoneh Esrei, you knew it was Rosh Chodesh. You knew you have to say Yalav Yavo, and now you, what's it called, are not sure when you came to Yeretz Yisrael, you say Yalav Yavo or not. Then you don't have to say it over. Because since you knew it was Rosh Chodesh, we assume you said Yalav Yavo. But if you, what's it called, you didn't know it was Rosh Chodesh altogether, and you're not sure if you said Yalav Yavo, you didn't have in mind it was Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shmoneh Esrei, and then you're not sure if you said it or not, we assume you didn't say it. The Mogen Avraham and El Yeraba and the Mishnah Berurah passing like that don't make any difference. Makes no difference if you knew it was Rosh Chodesh, you didn't know it was Rosh Chodesh, if you're not sure if you said Yalav Yavo, you have to go back. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says another chiddush. He says, if you had a doubt in Shmoneh Esrei, or immediately after Shmoneh Esrei, whether you said Yalav Yavo or not, then you have to go back. But if you didn't have any doubt in Shmoneh Esrei, or even immediately after Shmoneh Esrei, just a while back, you started Ashrei, and you're thinking to yourself, did I say Yalav Yavo? Then, Mistama, since you didn't have a doubt right away, Mistama, you said it. And the only reason you're having doubts now is because you're an insecure person, right? Who always has doubts on the past. So Mistama, what's it called, if you would have had, really, you wouldn't have said it, you would have had doubts right away, you wouldn't have had, the doubts wouldn't have come up only later. And then you don't have to go back. Okay, let's go on. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Hosa Tfilaso Keva, Ein Tfilaso Tachanuni. Right, a person makes his Tfila Keva, then the Tfila is not acceptable. My Keva, what does that mean? What is Osa Tfilaso Keva? What aren't you supposed to do? Omer of Yaakov Ar-Idi, Omer of Oshia. Of course, it's Tfilaso Doma Alav Kemasri, where a person's Tfila is like a burden to him. And the Sfarim say, what does that mean, a burden? It means that you daven quickly, and you leave right away. You don't wait a little bit afterwards. It's a burden. You want to get finished with it, right? Daven it up, and get out of there. That's a muscle. Okay. Rabbanan Amre, second shot in Keva, Kol Misha'enu Omra B'loshim Tachanunim. You don't say it as pleading, right? But you say it more or less as demanding. That's what the Dubna Magid said. Dubna Magid says, what's Loshon Tachanunim? You can daven with a low, subdued voice where you're begging the Rabbanu Shalom for your needs. That's Tachanunim. Or you can say it out loud or whatever, and what's it called, and demand your needs. So Tachanunim is where you say it low, where you're coming to the Rabbanu Shalom and begging, and not Tachanunim is where you say it out loud, with a stern voice, as if, this is what's coming to me, here's my grocery list or whatever, here's my shopping list, please fill it. Okay? That's two pshatim in Keva. Rav of Rav Yosef, Damri Tarvayu, Kol Sheinu Yochol Echadish Bodover. Right? That you can, if you don't say something new, right, you say the same thing you said the day before. You don't add something, right, into one of the brachas that's new. Then it's Keva. Keva here means, what's it called? That it's set, right? You see a set lashon, you don't ever change it. So that's an idea of keva, right? So keva can be it's kavua on you. It's a chok, right? It's a responsibility, and you have to get rid of the responsibility. That's the first shot in keva. Second shot in keva is that it's something that you can demand, but you're not begging, you're not asking, you're demanding. That's pshat in keva. Now keva means it's standard. Keva can mean standard. You just daven a standard Shmoneh Esrei, you don't ever add anything in. Omer Zeira, I could always add something in to my tefillah and make it new, but I'm afraid to do that because I'm afraid I'll get mixed up and I won't daven properly. So it's not a good idea to add things unless you have to because you're davening a tefillah's nedava that needs addition. It's better not to add things into the Shmoneh Esrei itself. That's why some people hold that if you have additions to do, you shouldn't do it in Shmoneh Esrei, you should do it in Elokai Nitzor. Because otherwise you get mixed up. And some hold that Lamaisa, that's only when they didn't daven with a sitter. They daven by heart. Then if you start adding things, you get mixed up and don't remember what to say. But we have a sitter, you're not going to get mixed up. Okay? But some hold that even with the sitter, it's better not to add things into what's it called, into the main body of Shmoneh Esrei. It's better to add Dafka and Elokai Nitzor. There's other reasons why not to add in the, because this way you can finish Shmoneh Esrei faster, so in case you're Marich in the end, you'll be able to answer Kedusha. If you're Marich in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you won't get to what time we can answer Kedusha before. And also because in adding into each bracha, you can only add what exactly fits into that bracha. And for instance, in Refa'enu, you can only add a tefillah for somebody who's sick. You can't add tefillahs that people should remain well. So since you have to know all the klolin of what you can add into that bracha or not, better not to add into the brachas and do it in a Elokai Nitzor. You can say whatever you want. Abaya bar Ovin, Rav Chanina bar Ovin, the Amri Tarvayu, kol she'ein mispalim dimdu mechama. A person who doesn't daven, right, at the proper time, right? Oset tefilaso keva means that he davens it set time, but not the proper time. He doesn't daven it in the proper time. The Amri Rav Chi, he doesn't daven, what's it called, in dimdu mechama means in the morning, by sunrise, and in evening, close to sunset. Right? That's a mitzvah to daven as the sun rises and the sun sets. Where did we learn that from? You should be feared im shemesh when the sun comes up, before the moon comes up when the sun goes down. However, they used to curse people who daven ben dubechama, because if you daven so late, it's easy to miss the time of davening. So it's not good to wait till the last minute. My time, Adilma Mitra Fale Shaita, because maybe you'll miss the time if you wait till the last minute. So we had a Rabbeinu Chananu before who said, it's only if you mamish daven the last minute. But if you daven a little bit before sunset, that's still ideal. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Chananu. So we have four reasons here. Let's see Rashi. Kimasui, the Hainu Lashon Keva, Chok Kavua. It's something you have to do, it's a burden. Hu alai lispal, v'tzorachani, lotzei sidechova. I have to fulfill my responsibility, but I have to get rid of this burden. It's a burden, I'm willing to do it, but it's a burden. Right? Mishenu yachol, l'chavin bo lishol tzorachav. He can't be mechavin to ask for things that he has. He just says the roach won't answer it. Dilma matrina, shema etev, lo eid alazo l'makom she'etzrati. If I start adding things, I'll get confused, I won't know how to continue the bracha. Shena was found in Dume Chama, v'hainu loshin keva. Tfilaso alav chok kavua, lo tseisi dechova, v'eino makbed lachzrach ha'shoa, shas mitzvah v'esratso. It's just something that I have, I do by rote, and I'm not looking for the most ideal time to do it. Do it, finish. Look for the ideal time, I don't. Im dindume chama, tfilas yotzer, im ha'netza chama, to daven Shmon Esrei in the morning with nates, that's masikin, utfilas ha'mincha im shkia sachama, and mincha with shkia. Now, a nates is no problem, right? That wasn't the curse. If you daven to masikin, right? It's preferable. But to daven mincha, when, what's it called, when the sun's going down, that's not preferable. Yerochem Shemesh Zutfilas Yotzim. Lefnei Rav Zumincha. Light B'marov Al-Misha Mashet Filas HaMincha Adim D'Mechama. Somebody who leaves Mincha to daven to the last minute, Shemet Titrit Lo Vashoi, the owner's Lo Razman. If anything happens, you finish. You've missed Mincha. So there's four Peshatim over here in what Keva is. So the Rif and the Rosh only bring the first two, which that is Domalov Kamasi, which we explain means that you daven fast and get out of there as fast as you can get. And the second one, that's tachanunim, that you daven as if you're demanding and not begging. Okay? They don't bring the other two. It's obvious the reason why. Because Rav Zera said it's not a good idea to add things into your tefillah if you get confused. And in Marava, they curse people who daven b'dimdu mechama. So both of those things are not really relevant anymore. So the only two pshatim that remain were the first two. The Rif and the Rosh hold that those two are a lalacha. In other words, they don't argue. They are what's it called? Both true. You should daven in a way that you don't rush and that you beg. Okay, and both of them are true. But Tosfos, in the name of Rav Haigon, says the Iker one is the, what's it called, Lashon Tachanunim. The main thing is that you daven as begging, even if you rush through it and you consider it a mosui, that's not, the halacha is like a second they argue. So the second one, right, argues on the first one. The first one argues on the second one. The first one holds, even if you don't beg, but as long as you don't rush through it, that's the Iker. Second one holds, if you beg, is even if you rush through it, it's okay. So we paskin like the second Mandi Omer, that what's it called, that the Iker is that you should beg, even if you rush, is okay. That's what the Tosfos brings down in the name of Rav Haigon, and the Rabbeinu Yonah also says like that. And however, the Beis Yosef and the Torah says the Chatchila, both are lahalacha. You have to do both of them. And their machlokas is what b'di'evid is machkev. According to that, and the early rabbi passes like that, b'di'evid, if you didn't beg, you said it as demanding, you're not Yosef Shimon Esrei. However, the Prima Godin argues on that. He says this whole thing is only l'chatchila, but even if you rush through Shimon Esrei and you demanded, right, you didn't have any other pshatim, so the tefillah is not an ideal tefillah, but you're Yotze, you don't say Shimon Esrei again. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yeshua Omer HaMahalach B'mokom Sakana Mispal Tefillah Ketzorah. If you're in a place of danger, so you can't even daven Me'ein Shmone Esrei, which is either Havineinu, right, that's too long, or the Kitzer of each bracha, then there's even a shorter tefillah to say, and later on the Gemara will say what's the difference between all these different kinds of tefillahs, what the difference between Havineinu, or you said Me'ein Shmone Esrei, or you said, what's it called, this short tefillah. We'll see there are differences between them, right? How much you yotze and when you have to say Shmone Esrei again, right? And what you have to say with it. But later on the Gemara, not today, but later, what's it called? Later, the next on the Gemara will discuss what's the difference between these different kinds of tefillahs, right? And when you say them or whatever. But now we have a third kind of substitute for Shmone Esrei. We already had two. We had Havineinu, right? Where you said the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and you didn't say any brachas in between except Shomea Tefillah, and all the other ones, you just said a sentence to hint to it. Then we had Me'ein Shmone Esrei. We said the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and a shortened version with a bracha of all the middle brachas. Okay? And now we have a Tefillah Ketzara, which doesn't have the first three brachas, not the last three brachas, and just a short bracha, which is the following. What's it called? What's the Tefillah Ketzara? So the Mishnah says the Tefillah Ketzara is the following. Hosha, the Omer, Hosha Hashem is Amcha Esheris Yisrael. Rebbeinu Shlom, save your nation, the remnant of Klal Yisrael. Bechol Parashas Ha'ibur, Yutzrocheim Lefanecha. And all Parashas Ha'ibur, their need should be before you. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. That's it. That's the Tefillah. So now the Gemara says, what does it mean? Right? My parashas ha'ibur. What does this mean? B'chol parashas ha'ibur, your need should be before you. What does those words mean? Omer of Chisda, Omer Mar Rufa. Afilu b'shor shatom ismale aleim evra, ki isha ubra, even when you, God, are filled with anger against them, like a pregnant woman. A pregnant woman's filled with her embryo. And God gets filled with anger, like a pregnant woman, right? Still, their need should be before you. Even when you're angry at them, you're filled with anger, like a woman's filled with a child, pregnant woman, still, what's it called, that you should see their needs. Ika diamre, some say it means something else. Omer of Chisda, Omer mar ukva, filu b'shoshim, over maldivrei Torah. Even when they are, b'chol parashas ha'ibur, ha'over means when they are transgressing the Torah, you call tzarchem. Even so, you should take care of their needs, even when they're doing things wrong. Okay, so we have two different mishatim. So the Marshah, everybody points out, l'chora, what do you need in the first one? Why does it have to be when God fills with anger like a woman who's pregnant? L'chora, either one would have been enough, right? You don't need the woman who's pregnant. You need that Evra is Lashon Parashas Ha'ibur. So why do we get the two? So they bring, the Gilyon HaShas brings down that there's a medrash where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua argue in another pasuk. It says the same thing. Vayishaber Hashem bi lemanchem. So one shot is that God filled up with anger, Evra, and the other one is he was like, just like a, what's it called, a pregnant woman, can't speak because she's in pain because of the pregnancy. So too, the Rabbi Shalom said, don't speak to me anymore, right? I don't want you to daven anymore. You can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So there's a machlokus. What vayisaber? Vayisaber is miloshon ibur, pregnancy, or miloshon evra, anger. So he says, very cute, the Gilyon HaShas, he says a chat like this, that even though it's Rabbi Yeshua over here, yeah, who's the one who says this? Rav Chizda, the name of Mar Ukva, right? And it's in the Mishnah, though, it's Rabbi Yeshua who said it, and he said one of these chatin, so he says no. We say, b'chol parosha sa'ibur, whatever pshat, Perush, Parashah says Perush. Whatever Pshat in Ibur it is, either pregnancy or anger, have what's it called. So, Eilu Eilu Divrim Chaim, as we said, both of them. The Dubna Magid says a different idea. He says, Ki Isho Le'ubra means the following. Why does the Rav Moshe get angry at people? Right? So it's like a woman who's pregnant. The pain and the Yisurim are all for a good purpose. A woman who's pregnant, right, knows that the pain she's having, she understands it for her, for the good. Eventually, she can have a child. And the more the pains get, the more happy she is, because she knows the aleg is coming. However, she goes to the doctor, and she davens that the pain should be as minimal as possible. She knows the pains are for the good, but still, there's pain. So she tries to get the, what's it called, a spinal. She tries to get the, what's it called, the pain, same thing. Even though we know the Yisurim are good for us, we still daven that the Rabbanu Shalom should minimize the Yisurim as much as possible. Because the good could come in a sweet way. If it has to come in a bitter way, right, it's for the good, but it's bitter. So we like the Rabbanu Shalom to minimize the bitter. We like to change the situation. We don't need that much pain. Okay? So therefore, even when you're angry at them, but it's like a woman who's pregnant, it's not to hurt us, Chas v'Shalom, it's for our good. But there's two kinds of anger, says the Dubna Magid, that the Rabbanu Shalom gets angry. One is on people who didn't do anything wrong, but the Rabbanu Shalom wants to give them extra schar. He gives them the Sai, he gives them Yisurim, and they have to go against it, and they have to accept it, and that's for sure, only for the good, like a pregnant woman. Sometimes the Rabbanu Shalom gives Yisurim to punish you for Averis. That's also for the good, because it takes away your Avera here, and you have all the Mava. But it's for the good, but it's for the good because you did something wrong. Sometimes it's for the good and you didn't do anything wrong. So those are the two pshatim. One is, even when they're over our ritzona, and you have to get angry with them still, take care of their needs. And the first one is, even when you're angry with them like a pregnant woman, where it's totally for the good, still take care of their needs. Okay. Let's go on. Right there.
A person is traveling in a place where it's dangerous, right? He's going through Harlem, right? So there's chayas and listim, what's it called, the running around. And you what? Right, okay, you're right. Yeah, you're in the middle of Harbita, right? You're in Ramallah. So mispal tefila katzara. So, and time for davening. So you can't get out and start davening on the road because next thing Zaka will be coming for you, right? So it's a sakon. So you daven a tefila katzara. The ezui tefila katzara. What's a short tefila? Rabbi Elazar Omer, asay ritzoncha b'shamay mimal. God, you do your will in the heavens. The same nachas ruach l'reyecha mitachas. Vato beinecha asay, baruch atah Hashem shomea tefila. Right? Basically, you tell the Rabbanu Shalom the following. Rabbanu Shalom, I don't have time. Right? So, you, whatever you're going to decree in the heavens, you're going to decree. But still, have rachmanis on the people down here, right? And whatever the decree is, the people who fear you should be exempted from those decrees. And you do what's best in your eyes. Somebody else asks, why do we daven b'chlal? Because we don't know what's good for us. Why don't we just tell the Rebbe do what's good for us? But you see from here, that's only when you can't daven. But the ikkar is you're supposed to daven what you think is good. What the Rebbe will do is his business. But you have to look at your needs and daven what you think is good for you. You have to hope that the Rabbanu Shalom is not going to do something that's bad for you. But you have to express the need. Only when you can't daven do you say, Rabbanu Shalom, do what you want. Right? Do what you know is best. Right? I trust you. I have no time now to get into details. You just do what you think is best. That's only when there's no other chance. But if you can daven, a normal davening, you have to ask for what you think is good. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says a different tefillah ketzara. Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael, Va'aseh Mehera Bakashosam, listen to the cries of Klal Yisrael, meaning the tefillahs, and do quickly what they ask. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomer Tefillah. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael, Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael, not Shavas, but Tzakas, right, there's a Shava. Shava is where you daven, what's it called, you cry out, but you don't scream, right? So it's not that pressing, and the Tzaka is where you really, what's it called, screaming out. Right, the needs of Klal Yisrael are many, and the Marsha says, therefore, really I should be davening Shmon Esrei Brachas, because there's a lot of needs. V'daitam Ktzara, but we don't have the time to do that, because our das is short. There's no time now. It's a pressing time. I can't get out and say Shmon Esrei. So the daitam ktsara, yirashom fanech Hashem lokenu, shetite lechol echad ve'echad kedei parnasoso, ulechol gviyo gviyo dei machsoro, give each person what he needs to sustain him, and everything what it needs to make up for its loss. The Rav Shlomo is borei nefashos rabos v'chesronam. He creates things and what they need so other things can fill those needs, and they can fill the needs of other people. So whatever people need to sustain them, give them what they have, and what they're missing, make up the loss, right, also. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomei HaTfilah. Omer Rav Huna, Halacha Kacherim. Rav Huna said, the Tfilah Ketzara that you say, if you're going through Ramallah, right, and there's no other time to daven, is this last one. Tzorche Amcha Yisrael Merumi. Yeah, that's Acherim. Okay, Rashi. Afilu b'shah, the whole parashas ha'iber, kamo prishas ha'over, right? Prishas is as is explained, or as is paru lefarish, means to explain, right? Afilu b'shah shatom ismale evra ke'isha ubra, v'hochi mashma, b'chol inyone prishas ha'over, kegon evra, right? All the ways of explaining ibur, right? Do it. Either evra, anger, or ibur is what's it called. Both of them have meaning. Whatever the meaning is, anger or pregnancy, that's how you should answer their tefillas. You call tzorcheim gluli mechol rachem leim. You should consider their needs. That's not gluli mefanecha. What are we asking God? Our needs should be what's apparent to you. I mean, if we didn't ask for it, they wouldn't be apparent. Everything is gluli mefanecha. But the idea is that remembering by the Rabbanu Shalom is not that he forgot and he has to remember. But remember means considering. Galuyim means you should consider it. It should be something that you take to heart, not ignore. That's galuyim lefanecha, in order to have rachmanis. Al-afilu b'shoshim ovrim, v'loshim parashas ha'iber, shein porshim laveira. Now, parashas doesn't mean to be mefarish, the explanations of the word evra. It means when they separate themselves from the Torah. In order to do Averas, right, Avera means to transgress. So you poresh from the right way, you separate from the right way to transgress. So parasha sa'ibur is when you're transgressing, first you have to separate yourself from the right way, when they separate themselves from the Torah to transgress the do Averas, then asei ritzonka b'shamayim, she'ein sham chet, ve'ein ritzonka aleim alatov. In Shamayim, everything's for the good. There's no sins over there. So, like you have in Shamayim, only good, right? V'avor l'tachanunim al-ritzonecha, right? L'tachtonim al-ritzonecha. And even though the people down here are not doing what you want, right? Still, in Shamayim, kev rachmanis on them. The same lohem l're'echa, and give to those that fear you nachas ruach, shalish arbe v'rucham al yedei habrios, kigon al yedei chayos v'lishtim. And give them nachas ruach. Nachas ruach means they should have a clear mind. Nachas ruach means to have a clear, what's it called, clear mind, that they shouldn't be upset and confused by all these tzaris of listim, of robbers and highest roles or whatever. V'atov v'einecha asei, ata lohem, do for them. V'dug mazum atzinu v'sefer shoftim, v'yom rubnei Yisrael chatonu, asei ata lonu, k'chol atov v'einecha, ach hatzileinu. Do what you want, do what you think is right. Shavas loshim k'nicha, yosu mitfila. Shava is more than just davening, it's calling out. V'daitam k'tzora, v'einam yodim l'faris sarcheim. They don't know how to say, or like what's called the Marsha says, right now I don't have the cup to go into detail, right? Because daitam k'tzora.